The tensions between Saudi Arabia and Iran continue to echo throughout the Persian Gulf today as Kuwait became the latest Sunni nation to pull its ambassador from Tehran, though it did not fully cut off diplomatic ties. But how is this crisis seen from Iran? We go to William Brangham for that.
For more on the story, I'm now joined on the phone by Thomas Erdbrink, who's the New York Times bureau chief in Tehran. So, Thomas, Saudi Arabia executes this Shiite cleric, Nimr al-Nimr. Protests in Iran against the Saudis get out of hand, and the Saudi embassy in Iran is destroyed. You reported this morning that the government likely instigated those initial protests, but did they want it to get as far out of hand as it did?
Just today, one of the heads of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps told to the Fars News Agency that what happened at the embassy was completely unjustifiable. It should have never have happened. And he was sure that his troops were not involved. And we've been hearing similar comments from other people in the Iranian establishment, which is clearly a sign that either they feel the protests have gone too far, or, of course, they have been shocked by the level of blowback from Saudi Arabia and are now trying to do some damage control. The focus completely shifted towards them because of their own actions. And this is what actually Iranian officials are telling me off the record. Look, we don't like to admit it, but we shot ourselves in the foot by doing this.
You report that this crisis comes at a time when Iran was really hoping to emerge as a growing power in the Middle East. They just signed the nuclear deal. Sanctions were soon to be eased. President Rouhani was hoping to be celebrating, not dealing with this. So what does this mean for him and for other reformers in Iran?
Mr. Rouhani came to power with the promise of mending relations with other countries. The historic nuclear deal was a clear example of his administration going out, negotiating for two full years, and then getting Iran a deal that its supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, could sign off on. So that by itself was a major boost for President Rouhani. But of course now, in a time that he was hoping to see the results of those negotiations, as sanctions are about to be lifted in the coming days or weeks, he is faced with the cheering remains of the Saudi Arabian embassy and several countries, Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates, and two other nations that have either completely disconnected their diplomatic relations with Iran or have at least seriously downgraded them. So for President Rouhani, this is a setback. At the same time, he is trying naturally to come out with a more positive spin on this. He's been condemning, like many other officials, what happened at the embassy. And, of course, the Iranians are hoping that in the long run, it will be India and Saudi Arabia that will come out as the bad guy, if you will, out of this.
Let's look a little bit more broadly in the region. Does this jeopardize the larger diplomatic initiatives that Iran was involved in, the talks about ending the Syrian civil war and the fighting in Yemen? I mean, what does this crisis do to those efforts?
Well, it's absolutely a major obstacle. Let's face it, Iran is a player in those two theaters that you mentioned. It allegedly supports the Houthi rebels in Yemen, and, of course, it supports President Bashar al-Assad in Syria. Iran had just, through negotiations, gotten so far that it was invited in these major talks that we are seeing every couple of months on Saudi Arabia. The next one is about to take place on January 25th. But now the whole debate has shifted towards the relationship between Iran and Saudi Arabia instead of solving the crisis inside Syria. So if that meeting will still happen on the 25th, will Saudi Arabia allow it? Will Iran go along as it is now, because we don't know how this will spin out of control? So all in all, this is a major obstacle to peace in Syria and Yemen.
Again, does this indicate that the Saudis intentionally killed Nimr now to incite this very reaction and set back the talks because they didn't like the way they were heading?
Well, absolutely. That's what Iranians will also tell you. They feel as if a trap was laid out for them and they sort of, you know, stepped in it with their eyes closed. The view of the Iranians is that Saudi Arabia has always been the regional competitor. So whenever there is a conflict involving a Shia minority, or for instance the execution of this Shia Ayatollah in Saudi Arabia, the Iranians feel as if the Saudis are actually trying to hurt them.
Thomas Erdbrink of the New York Times, thank you very much.
Thank you.